Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Also, I just saw that a really interesting thing there. That is interesting, isn't it? Kieran and I were trying to figure out where he'd be from.
Yeah,
where
the baby. So there's an article going around because a woman gave birth on a transatlantic flight, okay? And there was a nurse and a doctor who just happened to be on the New York bound flight. That's always handy, isn't it?
Very convenient.
Have you ever been on a plane and has the pilot ever asked, is there a doctor on board?
I think I'd be so excited if he did. And I would go, yes!
Oh, no.
Be like, right, what seems to be the problem here? And I'd roll up my sleeves.
No, I always get nervous because I'm like, oh my God, what if it's the pilot?
Who needs a doctor?
Yeah.
That's just wondering if anyone's a doctor on there. My chest is feeling very tight. I'm sure we'll be grand.
I was on a plane once where the pilot did ask, was there a doctor on board?
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
And I didn't see anything happen around me. And I was like looking over the head seats. I was looking down the aisles. I was like, what the hell is going on? But anyway, a nurse and doctor helped deliver the baby who was born over the Atlantic, which is interesting because the woman gave birth to a baby girl. She was a 33-year-old Jordanian citizen and she was travelling alone.
Okay. And she was leaving New York. Jordan.
She was leaving Jordan heading towards, well, I don't know actually where she was leaving, but
from Jordan to New York.
From Jordan to New York. Okay. And the baby weighed 6 pounds, 5 ounces, which is nice. And the mother and baby were taken to the hospital after the aircraft landed at JFK Airport. But Chris, where's this baby from?
That's actually really interesting.
This baby was born over at the Atlantic.
Jordan can probably say, no, fuck you. You're not our baby. And then New York can probably say, no, you're not ours. You know, maybe he's just no one's baby.
I wonder, can the woman claim that the baby is American and get the baby an American passport?
I know that America has a very strict policy when it comes to citizenship. And they're one of the countries in the world that's most black and white about it. If you are pushed out in America, you are American. Mm-hmm. End of story forever. I know that in other countries, it depends on the two different kind of schools of thought that there is about citizenship.
Yeah.
Like as in you can earn citizenship from having parents who are from there and blah, blah, blah. But I know that America is absolutely black and white on it. If you get pushed out there, you're American. End of story.
I guess it probably comes down to where America starts.
Yeah, you see, what territory,
part of the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say though?
But maybe
are
it's
the
like,
oceans though, can I... Are the oceans like the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, but there's a point where they stop. As in, like, it's something like 100 miles out is America. And then it completely stops.
Okay.
And then it's only under, like, international law, which there's very few of. And it's just basically things like, you can't murder people. And, you know, you can't do, you know.
Now, it says the flight was about 3 hours from arrival at JFK.
But that means they could have been over, like, Greenland or Canada or anything.
Mm.
Imagine it's something crap like Greenland. And they're like, oh, great. We got citizenship of Greenland for the baby. That'd be rubbish. You know, they were thinking maybe they could get Canadian citizenship for the baby or US citizenship. Then they're like, well, it turns out you're a citizen of this small island off Greenland and you're a full-time citizen of there, so well done, baby. And the baby's like, bollocks. If I had just stayed a few hours, oh man, if I was the woman, I would have been like, hold on, baby! And I would have just like held him in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Her, Chris, it was a her.
Whatever, I would
not
have held...
Not all babies are male.
Not everything revolves around men. But anyway, I would have been like, baby, just stay there. And I would have like had my hand on my flange if I was the woman. And I would have just been blocking the baby from coming out at all.
You can't do this.
I would have been like, baby, just wait for a minute. And they'll be like, I'll let you out once we get to America. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then the second we touch down on the runway, I'd be like, what? And I would just let the baby out and I'd be like, there you go. It's been born in America. It's an American citizen.
Make a phone call to the hubby. You'll never believe it. But
it turns out
we have an American baby.
Yeah, she's going to be American.
She can run for president.
She can. If you're born in America, you can.
Yep, there you go.
So, unfortunately, this woman didn't have the foresight to do what I'm thinking of and just keep the baby in there an hour or two longer.
Because it's that simple, Chris. It's
no, but I
simple.
Can imagine, you know the way they say that you kind of like as in, you have to push when you're delivering, don't you? So couldn't she just have stopped pushing for an hour or two?
Yeah, well, Chris...
And just kind of left everything.
It's not as simple as that, my friend.
And she could have just left it all kind of...
Because when a baby wants to come out, a baby wants to come out.
All right, no, I get that.
When two people love each other, Chris.
You could have just kind of relaxed, though, for a while. She could have said, you know what? I'm going to take a break from pushing for an hour or two. And then I mean the second the plane touched down.
Well, good luck to any lady who's about to give birth, whose waters break on a plane.
Yeah.
If she can remain calm, good luck to her.
Anyway,
she's some woman, but anyway.
There's the baby. Being given birth to in the middle of nowhere.
The law says that where the plane lands, that's where you're from, and that's a fact.
Yeah, you know what? I said that to Kira just before we came back. I was suspecting that the destination of the plane can be the thing they take into account.
But even if the plane is from Jordan.
Yeah, but it's the destination of the plane. It was the intended final point of the plane.
It was Royal Jordanian Flight J261.
Well, there you go. I tell you. They should call the baby Royal Jordanian Flight 3261.
J261.
Whatever.
Get it right, Chris.
That's what they should call the baby. That should be its full name.
Or call the baby JFK or, you know, something like that.
Exactly.
And you know about this more than I do, but seemingly the short version is, in the vast majority of cases, the baby will inherit one or more citizenships from its parents through...
Jus sanguinis.
Now, what is jus sanguinis?
Well, jus means right in Latin, I think. And sanguinis means blood. And I know this from college. It's very boring.
But, so it's the parents?
Yeah, as in it means blood right. Okay. So as in because you're the blood of someone from X country, you will get citizenship
as well. Okay, Jordanian. Okay.
Yeah, there's also jus soli. And jus soli is the thing I was talking about, which means like right of the earth or whatever. As in literally,
if the nautical limits.
Plop out of the old flange on... territory, which is legally whatever country, that's it. You're a citizen. And some countries don't observe that. As in, some countries can say, ah, yeah, but, you know, your parents were here illegally and, you know, you've never really been here, so get out.
It gets even more complicated because seemingly there's a 1961 convention on the reduction of statelessness.
You see, statelessness. Have you ever heard of statelessness?
Never.
Statelessness is a thing which used to happen where supposing... there'd be refugees from a hypothetical country in the Middle East somewhere, and they'd be escaping persecution, and their government wouldn't recognize them as people, and it would say, we're not giving you citizenship because you subscribe to X, Y, and Z ideas, and you're from the part of the country that we don't like and that we don't own, so get out. And then they went to another country and they had a baby there.
Okay.
For example, let's say England. England might deport them and say, no, you're not a citizen of here, and then because the baby wasn't born in the other place, they'd say, you're not a citizen of here. And that that baby could literally have no passport.
God.
There are stateless people.
Very confusing for a baby.
The baby would probably be like, I'm just a baby. Can you, one of you guys, give me a passport? And, you know.
Very confusing. It's so hard trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah, I know.
You know, on the best
days. You don't even have a passport.
Never mind if you don't have a passport and you don't know where you're from.
No, it's actually really interesting. Statelessness is a really interesting concept. There are people out there who have no passport and who are not, in theory, a part of any country. I know there's a lot less of it now, but, you know, still, it is interesting. But anyway, look.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.